This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Answers. All I want to do is get some sleep.
Hey. Hi, yeah? Jeff. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
How we doing?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Fat and sassy.
Yeah.
As you see.
Yeah.
It's TGO Radio.
How you keeping that weight up with no job and shit?
How am I keeping the weight up?
Eating?
So I have an aggressive plan for this. To keep my weight on, to keep my heft, because it's important.
Sure.
The secret is, and this is something not a lot of people know, so I'm telling you now for the first time.
Wow, fucking breaking, exclusive here on TGO Radio.
The secret is to not pay your mortgage. That's the secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. That way you can do whatever you used to do, except get things fixed, but you could do everything else and still feed your dumb face.
Okay.
That's the secret.
Okay. There you go, kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It's a tip from your old Uncle Lair.
Huh? I'm in the how much of a burden would it be if I died today phase of my unemployment. that's where I'm at. So.
Don't say that.
That's my poor son, right? And I'm like, shut up, come over and fix my toilet, stupid.
You fucked it up once. Fix it.
Twice?
Yeah.
Three times I made it.
So your kid's not a plumber then?
Better than me. Plus, he can get down on the floor. Well, those days of my life are apparently fucking over. So.
Yeah, that is kind of a plus, being a plumber. You're able to lift your own mass off the floor when you get down there.
Funny. Trying to do the fucking drain assembly for that vanity in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Forget it.
No.
I had to order a gimmick. I had to order super fancy, but I had to order a lazy man's drain assembly. I saw it on
a picture of a big fat guy on the front of it.
I saw it.
And Homer in his moo-moo and his poking stick.
I saw it on the Twitter machine. And it's got a drain, and then this little gimmick screws onto the bottom of the drain, and then it's got a tube that goes from the end of your drain thing, and it's got I'm like, hey, that looks simple because what I'm doing ain't fucking working. So I ordered this little gimmick, and it's been working fine.
Okay.
But I am not a plumber. If I had a girlfriend, she was like, can you come? No. What I can do is replace your faucet.
Yeah, you know,
end of story.
Not much at laying pipe anymore, huh?
No, probably not. Get right down to it. Anyway, it's TGO Radio, and we're recording on Wednesday the 22nd
mm-hmm.
to broadcast on the 24th of April.
Yeah.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention quickly that Bob Kevoyan died last week from the Bob from Bob and Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had apparently retired from the show about 10 years ago or so.
It's been 10 years that he's been gone from the show?
Or so.
Man, yeah.
Something like that. If you've ever wanted to be funny in front of a microphone, you owe a little something to Bob Kevoyan. We've been fortunate that we've been alive at a time where the most successful syndicated radio shows in the history of the world have existed during our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And we've not had to know radio without them.
Yeah.
Bob and Tom in the mornings, Limbaugh in the afternoon, Art Bell overnight.
Man, I went through a stretch when I was living over there at Birchwood.
Uh-huh.
Because I was working that weird job. Sometimes I'd be up, like driving home from somewhere, or sometimes I would be working, or, you know, I'd just be getting home from somewhere. And I had a stretch there that summer I was listening to Art Bell's show. You know, it's
a hard listen sometimes.
Yeah, it's odd, but it's got its quirkiness, you know. Kevoyan retired in December 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yep. It's just a little over a year now. Yeah.
So.
Or 10 years, excuse me.
10 years of change.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want you to know that when I die, it's okay for you to carry the show on without me.
Oh, I can't do this by myself. There's no fucking, I would sit here, it would be a fucking mess. That's probably when it would like take off and get popular.
Yeah. Yep. Just be getting calls from advertisers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, come to find out, Brian was holding me down the whole fucking time.
Hey, look, we see the anchor passed away.
That's what I'm going to put on my...
Anchor.
I keep talking to my son about, you know, hey, when I die, take some ashes and do this and this. And now I'm just like, just donate my fucking body to science. Just fucking get it over with. It's not going to cost me anything. Who cares?
Put you on one of those dead body farms where they... put you out in a field somewhere so they can study the decomposition.
Oh, we did a story on those a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Man.
Yeah.
I want to live forever, but knowing that that's not possible, I'm starting to care less and less what happens to my corpse.
I won't be here, so do whatever the fuck. You fuck my ass all you want. I don't care. I'm not going to be here to care or know or, you know.
Well, I did have that break earlier this year, or last year, about when I die, feel free to fuck my ass. Whoever wants to, line up. I'll have my son bend me over a couple of fucking sawhorses and do your business.
Put a sign up there.
Yeah, free asshole for use. Fucking go ahead. I don't give a damn. Oh.
It's your shit. God damn it. Stop.
Shut up.
I haven't shit yet today.
You're leading me by fucking...
What?
18 years.
Yeah, I have gassed you out of quite a few studios. God, remember back at Camp TGO in that little fucking hot box room? Boy, just one little fucking ripping fucking... Oh, man.
And it hung. It hung in the air like Zyklon B.
It was. It was like a fucking...
It was the worst.
Poland camp shower.
No circulation. And
you
would open that door to get out of the studio, and it was just like, oh, what a fucking relief that...
I forget which... Did that door open into the studio or into that kitchen?
Opened out.
It opened out, so you could get out of it. If it were lucky that it didn't open in, because the pressure probably wouldn't allow you to fucking get it open. Like trying to get out of a fucking sub that was fucking, you know, 15 fathoms down in the deep. It was 20,000 leagues under the sea or whatever the fuck it was.
Did you see that story from the other day about how the Titanic, there's a Titanic exhibit in Chicago that got flooded out? Did you see that?
No. How did I miss that? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
About this yesterday, the Titanic exhibit at the Volo Museum flooded again, this time on the exact
Again?
Oh. Well, you get your fucking money's worth there at the Titanic Museum.
I think the Volo Museum is going to win the Irony Olympics on this exhibit. Holy shit.
It flooded out. Some guy starts chucking ice cubes at you.
Start playing Nearer My God to Thee over the speaker system. Holy shit. Wow.
Van Halen, Women and Children First comes on. Get it?
The Titanic went down in 1912, so...
So, hang on. So it flooded the same day the boat sank. The 14th of April.
Come the fuck on.
I swear to you. The Irony Olympics, that's why...
Rain, or is it something more supernatural afoot?
Oh, yes, of course. Simpleton. You know, because the obvious answer isn't the fact that we have a word in the English language for that. The word is coincidence. It's got to be supernatural in nature.
I love the case.
That fucking dullards.
Picture the guy just standing and staring at the picture. Staring at the water. I love him.
There's water on the floor.
Went down in 1912. So was it the rain or is it something more supernatural afoot?
No.
Tony Lam is live.
A foot. Supernatural.
Ooh. Okay, so. I'll post a split screen of this, but you got the kind of marginally attractive, nice titted white news studio girl on the left hand side of the screen.
And then her mother.
And on the right hand side is a woman I can only describe. She's Asian. She's about 115. She was probably at the original sinking of the Titanic. And she's got a hairline like J.K. Simmons. It is out of this world, this woman's hair is.
She should be shouting into a phone. 10 minute.
She's fucking, all right, Tokyo Rose, yeah. What do you got for me? Holy shit. She's got a worse hairline than we've got. Whoa. Someone get some Propecia for this bitch. What the fuck are we doing?
Damn.
Wow.
The Volo getting some answers. Hi, Joni.
10 minute.
Hey, well, you know, Volo Museum is known for its cars.
Bloody.
And here in the Titanic exhibit, they have three cars that were.
She's got really big wide eyes for a celestial.
She's probably got an American dad.
Man.
After the war. He was a product of a Russian rape or an American rape. Something as they're working their way out of the country.
Owned by Titanic passengers. You know that big boat sank in 1912. Well, there's only been two floods
It sank?
You didn't know that?
What happened?
Thank you, Doug.
This area. One, the first time was right behind that car behind me. You may recognize that one from the movie. But this week, it flooded a second time on the date that the Titanic sank, April 14th, going into the 15th. And it happened in a completely different area. Yeah. Museum security found water in the exhibit that showcases the iceberg and the sloping decks as the ship sank.
And the slopes. Oh, the sloping deck. I'm sorry.
Speaking of which... Go out and do this report, will you? You fucking slant-eyed nip.
Not going to let any greasy slope get his hands on his father's watch.
This uncomfortable hunk of metal in my ass.
They took action to save historical artifacts. The Volo Museum has Titanic replica and authentic era pieces that help tell one of history's most fascinating disaster stories. It is one of the popular exhibits here in Volo. It's...
Watson, come here.
Yes, Watson, come here. I need you.
There's never been a flood here. This part is on high ground. And they say there's no obvious.
I've been in pursuit of high ground for 700 miles.
Been in pursuit of an iceberg for 700 miles.
I've been in low speed pursuit of an iceberg.
I have been at full speed ahead. at 500 knots. Garlic knots.
What?
Okay. Water source, although we did have heavy rain this week. Oh. Rising water.
Well, there's your fucking water source. Oh, where water source is? We had heavy rains this week. Still don't know where the heavy water source is. Fucking people. God damn it.
I wonder if they've checked the roof or anything like that. I just shot in the dark.
No, because the answer has to be supernatural, Brian.
Well,
it has
or,
to be.
Or supernatural. Oh, you know, they're not closing the door to it is what I guess is what she's telling it.
On the anniversary of the Titanic sinking in the Titanic exhibit feels like more than a colossal coincidence.
No, it doesn't. No.
This building in particular, it's weird because before it was the Titanic Museum, it was a fire station. And
so fuck it. Oh, wait a minute. Now we're going to get Mr. Irony here.
Before it was the Titanic Museum, it was a fire station.
Uh-huh.
And it burnt down.
Now, Brian, a building burnt down. Can you fucking believe it? Can you believe it?
Yeah. There's been one big fire in particular in that fucking city. I wonder if...
And he's wearing a shirt that says Lucky 13. Boy, it's just, you know...
I hate him.
Oh, I hate this whole fucking story with a passion. I wish the whole place would have flooded and the earth would have opened up and swallowed the whole fucking thing.
Oh, whole city. I can do without Chicago. Oh. Trust me. I hate that fucking city.
Take the south side.
Yeah, save Wrigley.
The Titanic.
Huh?
Save Wrigley.
Fuck yeah.
Leave museum, and we took in water twice. This building has been here for 40 years. I mean, when I was a kid is when this building was built.
Uh-huh.
We've never had any water issues. There's never been a drop of water in this building, and... Now, all of a sudden, we turn it into the Titanic Museum, and we get water twice.
Well, that's it then. Yeah, I mean, yep, God hates you for turning, you know, a building into a museum. So
you can't. God can't hate you more than genetics did.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk about your fucking hairlines. Mm. Wow.
Took the Jeff Durant way out.
Yeah.
He saw it was leaving him, and he just went zip-zop, and it was over. Yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else? There have been numerous sightings and experiences of what they think is paranormal activity.
No, there hasn't.
Well, yeah, of course there is. You know?
No, there hasn't. Breaking news on TGO Radio. Not only can you eat well if you don't pay your mortgage, but...
Ghosts aren't real.
There were not any paranormal experiences at this museum. Just want to... give you that. No, there weren't.
But Brian, it flooded on the day the Titanic sank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, because that date only comes up once a year. Yep. And it's been, you know, 100 and some odd years.
And if,
so,
you know nothing about coincidences, that is a very compelling piece of evidence. But if you do know something about coincidences, just kind of shrug your shoulders and be like...
Or you could be a fucking adult and go, you know, there's got to be a more logical explanation than fucking magic and voodoo.
Voodoo.
I'm not the one who's so far away. There's a fucking scene in one of the later MASH episodes when fucking Colonel Potter's talking to some local fucking local Korean guy and... They need, I don't know, something going on, and so they, Potter's not having any of it, but the guy wants to do some kind of rain dance or something.
Oh,
or something.
I don't remember.
He goes, hey, all right, woo, do that voodoo that you do so well.
Yeah.
Here at the Volo Museum, which is now 66 years old, people have talked about apparitions.
Boy, if there were one more six on there, it would be 666 years,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
And
no,
you know
I
what
know.
That means.
I know, that's the mark of the beast. And you got to get Iron Maiden involved.
Somebody get Eddie on the phone, please.
And moving objects, this flooding and taking on of water in this building is new to that collection of haunted tales. Reporting live in Volo, I'm Joni Lum, Fox Chicago.
Shut the fuck up, Joni. God, Jesus.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I want to be here again. And I don't remember why I came.
Remember when I started dating Jennifer? Or no, I think we were working together years before. Years before we dated, we worked together at a place. And I remember telling her, I really like this song. She's just like, oh, really? Godsmack? Son of a bitch, what can I do,
one
man?
One of the best concerts I ever saw was Godsmack. They put on a hell of a fucking show. I mean, they really did, man.
They played the same song for 2 hours, so I bet it was great.
Oh, it was a great fucking show, man. Saw them downtown. Downtown here in your city.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That must have been 100 years ago.
Yeah. No way, no more meaning to my life. No more reason to stay. Freezing, feeling, breathing, breathing. I'm coming back again. I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna.
What album were they supporting when you saw them?
Oh, Jesus.
It wasn't this one. Was it Awake, the album that came after this?
I think it was. I think it was Awake,
that's
yeah.
That's a long time ago.
That's
25 years at this juncture.
That's the only album of theirs that I listened to front to back. I liked Awake a lot. That's a good record. I liked guys. I don't even fuck what anybody says. I thought they're a good band.
No, I didn't mind them. They just did the same song for
2 years. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, the first quarter of that record, or the first third of that record, Awake, is a fucking just one heater after another, man.
There's an instrumental.
Sick of Life, Awake,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Greed, Bad Magic, God damn.
That song, Vampires, at the end of that, is that instrumental is fucking great.
Man.
Bad Magic is probably one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. I mean, that's four heaters.
It's all it. Yeah,
I mean,
that
just
whole
right off the bat, it's fucking heaters.
Yeah, that fucking that lineup is.
I'm gonna listen to that
hot.
On the way home.
Yep.
I haven't listened to that album for a very long time.
I haven't listened to it in a while.
Check that out on the way home. On the way home from the studio today. I got some good news for you. Oh man.
What's the good news? Jesus is coming back?
No, I said good news.
Oh.
since we saw each other last, they arrested your boy.
DeForbid. Yeah, he's.
For killing that girl.
Huh, boy, I was shocked, you know?
14, buddy. What are you.
Come on, DeForbid. What are you doing?
Fucking and killing. 14-year-old.
Yep. Yeah. Huh.
It's kind of hard to believe a black rapper was abusing a 14-year-old girl, but here we are.
I'm shocked. I was. I tells you.
A rapper or R&B or whatever the fuck he was. Who cares? Fucking Jesus.
I thought you liked his music.
It's not for me, man. I saw, and I'm not and never have been a country music guy, but I saw a clip of, who was that I sent you?
Oh, Waylon Jennings.
Holy fuck. I saw a Waylon Jennings clip on the Twitter machine. It's probably 50 years old or 40 years old. And it fucking made me weak in my knees. It was so goddamn good.
I got a soft spot for that old outlaw country because my dad listened to it. My dad was more of a Merle Haggard fan, and I'm not a big Merle Haggard fan, but I like some old fucking Waylon, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking made a noise. I was like, whoa, holy shit. Yeah. I'll link to it in the show notes, but fucking
hell. That's great.
What was the name of that song? Yeah.
Oh, Lonesome. Was it Lonesome, Ornery and Me?
I don't know. I'm asking you. The video
Jesus
didn't say.
Christ.
But goddamn, buddy. Wow.
What was fuck. And it was a live version of it, too. Yeah. That's what was really
cool. The DA's
cool.
office announced the charges about an hour.
Yeah, it was great. Holy shit. Ooh.
Let's see. Oh, I'll
The DA's office announced the charges about an hour ago, and David is now expected in court this afternoon.
Hour back. Get it?
Eyewitness News reporter Tim Caputo joins us now live in downtown L.A. with what we've been learning this morning. Tim.
Philip, Colleen, it is a whole bunch of new information, including the what, when, where, and why in this case. The DA's office, literally as we speak, filing those
literally
first-degree murder charges against the singer known as David, real name David Burke, who faces the possibility, if convicted, of a life behind prison or even the death.
Whoa. Not behind the prison. Holy shit.
That goddamn fucking video you sent me, that train hitting that fucking idiot walking out of the tracks. Jesus Christ.
Well, look at the caption on the video, because whoever posted that video had a description.
How the fuck is the train the natural apex predator of Indians? Yeah.
Because there's fucking 500 videos of trains taking out Indian dudes, man. It's the wildest shit.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the video is that there's some Indian guy walking parallel to a railroad track, and he's too close to the track, and the train smacks him. But before his fucking body flies apart, whatever genius edited this video kept switching
the left and right.
Like he
kept
was
mirroring
walking.
It. He was, yeah.
And then they put Staying Alive underneath it. I sit on my couch.
Dude, I must have watched that 100 times.
Fucking howling. I said it to Jeff, and he said, he goes, I just watched this 15 times in a row. It's amazing.
On a Greyhound bus, Lord, I'm traveling this morning. I'm going to Shreveport, down to New Orleans. Been traveling these highways.
Lonesome, ornery, and mean. You know, he was the one that gave up his plane to, or his seat on the plane to Buddy Holly.
Yeah, we've only mentioned it 500 times on the show.
Yeah, didn't he die in a bus crash in Sweden or something while on tour with Metallica? The funny thing is the caption on this is what Sabrina Carpenter sounds like to girls.
Yeah.
And I was listening. I had my Pandora station going. There's a goddamn Sabrina Carpenter song. playing now, when I got this text.
Now, not to bust your balls,
yeah.
But how do you know Sabrina Carpenter
and
don't know Taylor Swift?
I heard the song Espresso.
I've not heard that one yet.
By Sabrina Carpenter. And I absolutely love that song. The music,
All right. The
way it's recorded. I like her voice.
I'm
big into if a voice... Which is weird because I like The Cure and I liked Nirvana. I like people that really can't sing well. is a lot of times, but it's just if a voice grabs me, it grabs me. And I like the lyrics. I like the way she sings.
I have to tell you.
You know, I don't know. I
know nothing about her except.
I don't know much about her.
Except that she did that episode of The Muppet Show that was on a few months ago.
Yeah.
And was adorable. In it.
Yeah.
Absolutely adorable. So,
now, since I've started seeding my Pandora station with some of her music.
I would seed her with some stuff.
Some Billie Eilish has started to come up.
Yeah.
Cause I do a mix of that and I've got like a rock and roll Pandora and you can mix all your different stations on Pandora.
Some of that Billie
so,
Eilish.
Yeah,
stuff
it's okay. Yeah. It's I'm just not a popular music
good guy,
but every once in a while, some of it catches my ear, you know? And,
yeah.
But, yeah, that song Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter is just fucking awesome. I love it.
I'll check it out.
It's the singer.
You know, we have threatened over the years to sit here and go over the top 10 songs in America and listen to them. And
yeah.
I mean, it would be a whole show.
Yeah.
And we've threatened to do it, but I have a feeling it'd be like a lot of, the damn kids and their music.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Known as David, real name David Burke, who faces the possibility, if convicted, of a life behind prison or even...
Not behind prison.
That's he's going to get behind it in prison.
It's worse than being behind bars.
The death penalty if the DA chooses to do so.
Damn.
He's not going to get the death. I mean,
no.
Even if he got it, California never kills anybody, so it doesn't make any difference.
Revealed new information, including the fact that they claim this 14-year-old victim, Celeste Rivas Hernandez, was invited over to...
Damn it, Rivas.
...to a home that Burke had been renting in the Hollywood Hills last spring. They say that's where he killed her. This is because they claim the sexual relationship that he was having with this girl when she was only 13 and 14 years old as an effort to cover up their relationship.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's illegal because it's so good. You know what I mean? You know what I'm about?
I have no idea what you are talking about, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, nope.
You know what I'm talking about? Just keep saying, you know what I'm talking about? It's less and less intelligible. It's like,
relationship to preserve his budding music career.
Well, that's over.
I got a way to do that. Don't fuck a 14-year-old. Holy shit.
Charges include...
But you couldn't tell me this guy didn't know that girl wasn't 13 at 14 years old.
He knew. He did.
The most serious charges that a DA's office can bring, that is first-degree murder with special circumstances.
It was murder.
We now know investigators believe the 14-year-old was killed on April 23rd of last year, 5 months before her body was found in the trunk of a Tesla parked in the Hollywood Hills, not far from a house that Burke was renting, which is the location.
Well, what did he think was going to... Okay, so he kills her and chops her up and puts her in the back of a car that he lets sit on the street for 6 months and he gets towed away? Like, what a jerk off. Like, how can you not be a little better...
Nobody called DeForvid a fucking, you know, brilliant strategist.
It's true. You gotta learn how to kill people.
Right.
What's going on with you?
Detectives believe that murder took place. This investigation obviously has taken a long time, 7 months, but today the DA says they believe they have their man. Part of the reason it may have taken so long, Rivas's body was dismembered and it was badly decomposed. Her remains only discovered 4.5 months after she was killed, according to the DA. District Attorney Nathan Hochman said investigators have physical, forensic, and digital evidence that ties the 21-year-old singer to her death.
But they knew he did it that when they found the body and the car and everything was his. They just had to build a fucking case. Yep. That's all.
That's right.
That's all. So it took 7 months, man. They want to rock solid. They want to fry that motherfucker.
I think we knew when we started talking about this last September when they found her. I think we knew. We had it figured out then.
Well, it's, you know. It's not too hard to connect the dots on this one.
No, I think it's,
you know,
you're not wrong there.
Yeah.
First degree murder charge includes special circumstances that make David eligible for the death penalty.
Back to this being a parent's nightmare. On April 23rd, 2025, as been alleged by the complaint, Celeste, a 14-year-old at that time, went to Mr. Burke's house in the Hollywood Hills. She was never heard from again. This murder was committed for financial gain. As the evidence will show in court, the financial gain was for Mr. Burke to maintain his very lucrative musical career that Celeste was threatening.
I bet she went, I'm going to tell someone he's fucking 14-year-old. And then he just
said, yeah. Well.
Yeah. I bet you that's what happened.
Anybody seen my bone hacking song?
On that particular night.
Attorneys representing
Dave. He did it or did he have somebody else do it?
100% he did it.
100% he did it? Okay.
100%. Yeah. Because the more people you involve, the more evidence you leave.
Yeah, right. About, yeah.
David Burke said they intend to, quote, vigorously defend David's innocence, end quote.
Yeah.
And that defense will start later this afternoon. As I mentioned, the DA's office literally was filing the.
Quit saying literally.
Literally.
Because you don't know what else to say. Fucking hell.
Charges after that.
The other night, that storm went through. Trixie and I were out, you know, because it woke us up. And I said to her, I said, you know, we should play a drinking game every time that bitch says fucking rotation.
Well, I saw a video I sent you.
Jesus Christ, man.
A state over as it was heading this way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they got fucking
They got fucking ass fucked over there.
They got me out of bed at 11:15 at night for a fucking tornado warning siren.
Dude, my phone, our phones were going crazy, man.
It just rained at my house is all it did.
I thought another fucking kid got abducted or something, you know?
Yeah. By the way, don't wake me up for a fucking kid abduction. I can't help, and I don't give a shit. I'm not going to help.
Yeah, it's 2 in the morning. What did you see? I didn't see shit. I'm fucking sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
That kid's fucking 5 states over by now. Give up. Have another one.
Yeah, I can make one look just like it. Fuck. What do they expect me to do at 2 a.m. when the child abduction siren goes off? They expect me to jump up out
of
bed.
Guess I better get up and go look.
Fucking join the foot patrol. Fuck off. I'm not doing that either. You know what I'm doing? I'm going back to fucking bed.
Yeah. Press conference at about 10:30 this morning. David is expected in court.
That's the wrong line to stand on. TGO Radio is pro-missing kids.
We didn't
say that, but kind of we did.
Yeah.
For his arraignment, 1:30 or maybe a little bit after that this afternoon. Also today at the press conference, likely in the courtroom and certainly after the courtroom, we have seen Rebus's family here. She spoke with the DA and chief of police. They have not spoken publicly about this case literally
Rebus.
At any point. We are expected to hear from them after the arraignment a little bit later this afternoon.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they got him finally.
Good.
He pled not guilty, so you know.
No shit. Nope, Your Honor, I did it. Yeah, it was me.
February 15th, 2024, she went missing for the first time. She was 13.
Wow.
Popped back up at home. And then April 5th, 2024, she another missing persons report. But she ended up being on social media. She was at his house, da-da-da-da, and all this. So, like, they knew she wasn't dead. And I bet you $100 what happened was she went, yeah, well, and then you fucking 14. And
I got to get paid.
I got something to protect here, and he probably did the business there. That's my guess.
Yeah.
But they got him finally, so.
Good.
We can quit talking about it.
Oh, we got to follow this case, man. This case of the century.
Tell you what, just between us girls, I'm tired of talking about it. Just fucking execute him already. Had it.
You don't even have to execute him for the crime of chopping up that fucking 13-year-old. Execute him for the garbage fucking music he put out. Jesus.
But you know, but like we talked about on the show, it's not for us. That's the thing. It's not. Who is calling me?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody wanting to give you a job?
No one wants to give me a job.
Who is it?
Morbidly obese.
Well, it's not me.
No, morbidly obese. It says right there.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
This investigation uncovered a prostitution operation and an alleged plot to dig up dirt on city officials.
Thank God. Holy shit. Let's see. This is Godly, Texas.
Oh, well.
The woman at the center of it spoke with Fox 4 tonight.
Uh-oh. I believe in justice, and I know that the truth will prevail like it always does.
That's Ashley.
The truth always prevails. Boy, are you fucking stupid.
Side, a convicted prostitute who in 2023 was removed from overseeing sex education at Godly ISD.
And
had a prostitute teaching sex ed?
You can always tell when liberals are in charge of shit. You know?
Class, be sure you read the next chapters because next week is Western style.
A retired whore is teaching your high schoolers about sex ed.
Jurors will now adjourn to the whore's rooms for deliberation. We'll have a break for nature.
You want a blowjob while I talk to you? I wouldn't offer it personally.
Great line.
Now, her husband is in legal trouble on prostitution charges, as are Godley's former police chief and former police officer. Fox 4's
Godley town there.
Man.
Yeah. Doing God's work there in Godley, aren't they?
Weak for some puss.
David Centendri live tonight with that interview and the details in this tawdry case. David.
Ooh.
Well, there is a web of expanding allegations involving police officials, prostitution, and a whole lot more.
I have
a lot more holes.
Get it? Airtight, this girl. Every hole is occupied. Her nickname is Submarine. I'm telling you, there's no air. Getting in. Every hole is full.
They'll call her suction for nothing.
They sure don't, Jeff.
To them. I don't know what their investigation is or what is going on.
Ashley Ketcher's
lying whore.
What's it going to be, Trixie?
Fucking whore with a heart of gold, huh?
Tied at the center of an ongoing prostitution conspiracy.
Maybe like she'd be the first whore in history that made only this one mistake in her life. You know?
Right.
This is her only character flaw. Yeah. Is she rents pussy out to people.
She's a good whore, bro.
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants Pretty Woman, except in reality, Julia Roberts' character is missing a row of teeth on the bottom and fucking smells like mac and cheese and fucking fentanyl.
Gross.
Beat it.
Mac and cheese and fentanyl.
That's right.
Good, like good mac and cheese, like from, or is it like Kraft?
How dare you? I will not have you speak ill of Kraft dinner.
Generic fucking.
How dare you?
Investigation by the Johnson County District Attorney's Office and Texas Deep.
Mac and cheese and
P.S. Her husband, Michael Ketcherside, charged with continuous promotion of prostitution. Former Godley Chief of Police, Matthew Cantrell, charged with promoting prostitution. Former Godley Police Officer, Solomon Omotoya, charged with soliciting prostitution.
God damn.
Oh, you like prostitute?
Was there prostitution between you, the former Chief of Police, and that officer?
Absolutely not.
We'll get...
I bet that's a lie, though.
And that officer?
Absolutely not.
We'll get back to that momentarily, but first, remember, in 20...
How about you learn how to tell a story and get back to it now?
It's the fucking news, dude, not reading Rainbow. Come on.
Well, if you got a four-minute fucking story on the news, you got to figure this shit out.
23. Fox 4 broke news that Ketcherside, a convicted prostitute advertising on escort websites, was volunteering on a Godley ISD committee, which, in part, designed sexual education curriculum. She was later removed from multiple positions within the school district.
I'm sure she was.
She was.
I truly cannot believe that we're still dealing with this 3 years later.
Godley ISD trustee Kayla Lane blew the whistle to Fox 4.
Kayla Lane's got a set of hangers on her.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa. Wow.
About that story. We'll circle back to her soon.
Circling back to people. Fucking tell me a story. What the fuck? Incompetent.
As for the current criminal investigation, are you active on any escort pages right now?
I'm not.
Court documents accuse Ketcherside and her husband of racketeering, operating an illegal business or scheme to make profit while involving coercion, fraud, or extortion. In defending her husband, she disputes the basis for those claims.
He's a great husband, an amazing father to my three kids.
A great pimp. He always waits outside the door with a handgun in case shit gets out of control.
And I believe in the justice system.
Investigators searched the Ketcherside's home last month.
Uh-oh.
Court documents reveal they seized Ashley's burner phone.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Not the jerk phone. Not that.
I think, you know, kind of having a burner phone as a prostitute kind of make you guilty, you know.
And uncovered a large number of prostitution clients. Including former Officer Omotoya, who solicited Ashley for sex in exchange for doing yard work. And
fucking cheap ass. God, I hate him.
Oh, rake your leaf for a blowjob.
Yard work. What if I cut your grass for a Hummer?
Other favors. Omotoyo led investigators to former Chief Cantrell. According to the...
He squealed like a fucking...
Fuck yeah, he did.
I didn't give her any money.
Documents, investigators uncovered godly police officers and their spouses would frequently spend time at Ashley and Michael's residence.
They're hanging out. Come on, they're hanging out. Or it's a group thing, whatever.
Ashley was reportedly preparing another woman for prostitution.
What's on the flag of this town? An upside down pineapple?
I wish I'd thought of that. Damn it.
Chief Cantrell told investigators Ashley's common rate for sex was roughly $1,000 per hour.
That's a high-priced fucking pussy. Yikes.
Wow. Holy shit. Whoa. Oh,
fucking box of ZD for that shit. Fuck that.
I'd take that to the casino and double that. Why the fuck would I pay for a pussy with $1,000 an hour?
$1,000.
I much to just fumble my cock through the car window. I'm looking for something. I'm in the 50.
It's 20 bucks.
I'm in the $50 range. What can I get for? Yeah, I'm in the $50. How about if I get it lubed up and start, and you lean in and finish me off? How much for that? Because I'm not giving you $1,000. How much to lean in the car window and spit on it while I'm jerking off? How much is that?
How much just stare at me?
How much to just keep shaking your head disapprovingly as I jerk my cock?
That's how you're going to jerk off? Okay.
You just say things to me like, I bet it was bigger when you were younger. Stuff like that. How much for that?
I'm in that $50 range.
Man.
Fucking whores.
Whores. Fornicators. How much for you to just lean into the window and fucking say that, you know, all my dead relatives are very disappointed?
You know, your grandmother's watching you do this right now. From heaven.
Well, I'm already close enough to coming. You don't have to say that.
Wow.
Whores. Fornicators.
Supporting details investigators found in her phone.
I feel that two consenting adults should be allowed to do whatever it is that they want to do.
That's how Ashley responded when asked about prostitution, but to be clear, she denies being a prostitute despite two previous convictions. She has not been arrested.
$1,000 an hour for some pussy? And you gotta bag it up? No. No way. For $1,000 an hour, I'm raw-dogging that dummy till the cows come home. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to that pig for $1,000.
So many better things to spend $1,000 on.
Arrested or charged in the current investigation, though the court documents do identify her as a co-defendant. She also wants to point out she's not a victim.
I was absolutely never trafficked.
This case, however, is about more than prostitution claims. Investigators believe the Ketchersides and former Chief Cantrell compiled information using police resources on local city and school district officials and private citizens who they perceived as adversaries. How they may have used that information is unclear.
So at no point did you ask this chief of police or anyone within the godly police department to get you records that weren't going through the correct avenues?
Uh-oh. Absolutely not.
Solomon.
Uh-oh. Hmm. Ooh.
Omotoyo told investigators his former chief pulled computerized criminal history records of people involved in a civil lawsuit with Ashley Ketcherside.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not good, Chief.
How about if I floss my teeth with your pubes for a fucking file from your...
That's good work, boys. Good work.
Fucking lawn care for...
Why don't you lay off the Asians, eh, Lou?
Gladly cut your grass on Tuesday for a blow job today.
According according to court documents. Kayla Lane, the Godly ISD trustee, is alarmed by the alleged conspiracy.
I'm very glad that the district attorney's office has been taking this seriously. And so I have no doubt that there are more people involved.
Prosecutors say more arrests are
conspiracy.
I mind control. It's me, Jesse Epstein, and I'm back to tell you about the horror conspiracies. Alien blowjobs.
Alien blowjobs.
They suck you off with three tongues. Five ports of entry.
Ooh, Jesus, five?
Well, look, I'd pay $1,000 to fuck an alien, absolutely. Not a human, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You'd pay $1,000 for an alien.
Well.
Like not, from Mexico
not like
or
from
something?
Mexico, no. No. Like a space
one
alien.
One of the ones that yeah. rides the inner tubes up from Cuba?
Now, well, I mean, some of those girls, yeah, throw them on a fire hydrant for a couple hours, you can get them going.
You want to hose this one off for me? Please?
Yeah, I want to fucking...
Just give it a prison shower real quick.
Give me a fire hose like Alabama in 54. Fucking clean this pig off.
Just give her a Selma shower and throw her this way.
Selma shower.
That could be the show title.
That's 100% the show title. Selma shower. Give this degenerate a Selma shower. Get her back into my cell, would you?
Give her a Selma shower. Get her ass back on the streets.
Illegal aliens. They're fucking. They're sucking. What do you know about it, Jesse Epstein?
They're all on the island. Jesse Epstein.
Mind control. Thermite prostitution. Thermite pussy.
Thermite niche. Did you kill yourself there, Jesse Epstein?
Or? I don't know what you're talking about.
But despite the multiple arrests so far and sworn statements against Ketcherside to law enforcement, she maintains innocence.
Yep, I'm innocent.
I know that the truth will come out.
Yeah.
Michael Ketcherside's bond is $250,000. He is in the Johnson County Jail. As for the former police chief, his bond set at $100,000.
Actually, Ketcherside was arrested on the other day. Same charges as her husband. In connection to a prostitution conspiracy, she was charged with racketeering. Prostitution and mind control.
I was a prostitute.
I was a
fluffer.
I was a fluffer. I was a whore. I was a furry. I was on the inside.
And the outside.
That's only funny because if you were a furry, you'd have HIV right now. Anyways, they arrested her the other day. So despite her protestations to the contrary, they got her. Oh, they got her. Time now for the TGO Radio feel-good story of the week.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, have you?
I need to feel good. I do.
With my hand or my mouth?
Huh?
Because mouth is extra.
Oh, I paid $1,000.
Fuck no.
For your fucking...
Spit it out, Durant.
Those fucking gnarly-ass gimmicks you got in there.
How dare you? I'm a victim of circumstance. This one I fucking knocked out, so that didn't make any sense. It'd be one thing if I had receding gums and it was all my fault, but no, this one I just fucking knocked out. This week's feel-good story of the week. An Alberta university broke a Guinness World Record for the most number of people dressed as dinosaurs. Got a video element here, Mr. Doug. Thank you, Douglas.
Sit down. What do we got?
There are hundreds of people of all ages wanting the University of Calgary.
I got to tell you, fundamentally, from the jump, I'm a sucker for those dumb inflatable dinosaur costumes. Yes. I fucking love them.
Yeah, they're funny as shit,
Jesus
man.
Christ, yeah. They make me laugh.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Recampus dressed as dinosaurs. They're here to celebrate the university's 60th anniversary and set a world record. Olivia McMahon is a grade 4 student who wants to be part of something special.
I'm here because...
She ought to want to be part of some free Ozempic. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. Eat a salad.
All right, fat Sarah Lee, relax.
It's probably nutty bars and ho-hos and shit in that suit. God damn it. Kick my ass.
Okay.
At a garage sale, I got a costume and I wanted.
She's like 10 and I'm killing
You're
her
just
for no
fucking
reason.
Killing her for being.
No reason. Well, lose some. Get on a treadmill, you fat fuck.
Look at the one behind.
I love him. I love him. I love everything about this.
Yeah, this is fucking great.
I love everything about it.
To come because last time in Drumheller, I saw some dinosaurs, and I thought it would be really fun to come and see if we could break the record.
Isn't this awesome? Yeah. I mean, I work here. I'm here
okay,
every
day
at campus.
That's a fucking onesie, you fucking cuck.
That's a dinosaur. Come on, what are you doing?
God, Jesus.
This is going to start acting funny, too, here in a minute. We'll have to restart it.
And everybody looks different, and there's diversity. But sometimes it's really cool to
bow to fucking diversity
in the same way.
This is my wife, Amy.
Oh, my God.
This is our son, Arthur. And this is our daughter, Stevie.
Connor Venables brought the whole family to the campus and says it wasn't a stretch.
Quit touching my kid, you fuck.
We're in a bit of a dino phase. We've got almost 2-year-old and a 4-year-old here, and dinos are a big deal for us in the family right now. I'm also an alumni, U of C Dino. I took my education program here.
Yeah.
Why is every guy in Canada? I think what it is when you hit puberty in Canada, they just issue you a cuck chair. Just a lack of fucking testosterone in the womb. If a whole country was a cuck chair, it's fucking Canada. Jesus Christ. No wonder fucking Alberta wants to fucking break away from the rest of the country. Jesus Christ.
World record for the want to. It's Quebec, isn't it?
No, I think it's fucking Alberta, buddy. Oh. They're having a vote in like September or something about it, I think, yeah.
Largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs is 468 that was achieved in Palm Beach, Florida last year. Guinness World Record officials were on hand at the university Saturday to count everyone taking part. And the
How
total
do you get that fucking job? Be an observer for Guinness to make sure people are fucking eating all them fucking hot dogs they said they were going to eat?
They fly around the world for that? That's
fucking measure somebody's goddamn gross, nasty fingernails they've been growing for some dirt fucking worshipping Indian idiot? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, and I have long fingernails.
I have the long fingernails. Aren't they lovely? No, they're fucking disgusting, hijab. God, cut those fucking gross-ass things.
What I can't figure out about the Indian guy with the world's longest fingernails is if he and they've been that long for decades. Ooh. How in the world does he work his customer service job, phone job with nails like that? I don't understand.
I don't think that guy's working.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure he's on the fucking Indian government dole.
Numbers smashed the world record at 682 people.
Yeah.
It's incredible just seeing the people that have come from community, whether they're young, whether they're old, whether they're our faculty members, whether they're deans.
Tell me about other different kinds of people.
It's very diverse, Brian.
Let's spend
very
60
diverse.
More seconds telling me about different kinds of people. They're old. They're young. They're transvestites. Some are missing limbs. Some have arms like actual T-Rex. We got it.
Little midgies there that don't need costumes.
He says, the fucking 6 midgies turned up at WrestleMania last weekend. I lost my shit. Fucking God.
Oh, please tell me they were throwing them around the ring.
I go, look at the midgies.
Like, this is a pretty special day when we all come together
and
have some
fun.
and really just celebrate 60 years together.
Lindsay Hine came with three generations of her family.
We always wanted to break a Guinness World Record, and my husband...
Apparently,
you are way too fucking excited about this, Lindsay.
I think you broke one for shrillest voice.
Fucking dogs can't hear you, lady.
Oh, breaking glass.
On our wedding day, gave me this dinosaur costume, and it always has been an inside joke of ours, and so multi-generational.
Well, now,
it's not.
Unfortunately, it's an outside joke, and I wish you would quit talking, frankly.
Gosh, it's annoying.
I show them now, so I, any excuse to be a dinosaur.
And buddy, that white mom energy is off the charts some of these chicks, man. It's wild.
Look at the way the sun is glistening off her oil-soaked forehead. Jesus Christ.
Season 3 of Landman is they drilled her forehead.
Yeah, right. For Jesus. More oil than my fucking bowling ball.
That's a lot of oil, you see.
Jesus Christ, lady.
Hine is also an alumni.
It's a fucking Clarasil.
With family history at the university.
My aunt was the one that...
She's still talking. Oh, Jesus, why would you keep asking her questions?
Submitted the dinosaur mascot when they were trying to figure out to have a mascot here. And she submitted the dino idea.
This is Kathy and Corson.
Fucking yeehaw to you.
Kong's first visit to the university. And they're sad they're not wearing costumes.
No dinosaur at Creation Museum. So, not sure what you idiots are doing.
We came without suits. Much shame on Femery.
Oh, what's happening?
Students.
We just heard the news yesterday. Otherwise, I would have...
Oh my God, they actually have the accent, too. It's perfect.
Kong.
Kathy
Kong.
We are so sad.
It cost him our joy, totally. I think it's a great...
Just by chance, might be Karen. That would be awesome.
The idea to broadcast the anniversary for the university.
What?
Well,
what?
Anniversary?
Great day for the community to join.
What's that?
No costume. Much disgrace. Much disgrace on February.
No honor.
No honor. I will go home. I will go home and run sword through belly.
Was that Harry Carey? Whatever they call it. Harry Carey? Whatever they call that shit.
Harry Carey, yeah.
Kindness. It should be everyone's celebration.
It took a few hours to count all the dinosaurs, but...
if you're going
to
commit Harry Carey, it's a one, a two. Put the knife in my belly.
And a one.
Everyone was happy to be part of setting a world record. Kevin Fleming, CTV News, Calgary.
Yay. It's our feel-good news story of the week, buddy.
Well, that was pretty funny.
Yeah? Did you like that?
Yeah. You're right, though. Those fucking dinosaur costumes are
They are the hilarious. Shit. I love them.
They're funny.
Ugh.
Except when it's a bunch of Canadians.
Fuck them. That's what I say.
Fucking America Junior.
Let's see.
America's cuck chair in the corner.
Just fucking... Time to get back in the cuck chair, Canada. It's a low testosterone society. Driving past the Travers, Florida welcome sign, a woman was on her way to Mount Dora. Well, I think we've all mounted Dora over the years.
The Explorer?
when a gold Dodge minivan pulled up next to her, Jeff, in the left lane last week Tuesday, according to an arrest report, from the Tavares Police Department. She then noticed that the driver, 63-year-old Jose Rafael Morales Martinez, and I will sing for you now, kept speeding up and slowing down to keep pace with her. She looked over to see Morales Martinez actively masturbating with his penis in plain sight.
Can you inactively masturbate?
I'm going to learn how. She grabbed her phone, was able to get a brief recording of him before he made a U-turn to head back westbound. She also got a picture of the license plate. Uh-oh. Another female user comment.
Westbound down, jerking off my cock.
Another female user on the Facebook, where she posted this video and all this info, commented on this post and stated she had a similar incident with the same vehicle in February, Jeff.
Huh.
She met with law enforcement the next day, and since they can't give a shit about it, they weren't able to help her. Officers later determined the registered owner of the gold minivan was Morales Martinez's boss.
Jerking off in the boss's car. Oh, boy.
They met with the boss at his residence on Harris Road, during which Morales Martinez called to say he was bringing the Dodge minivan back within the next 10 minutes.
Get it washed first, you scumbag.
fucking
heathen.
To fucking clean the inside windshield out. What'd you for we fucking...
God. Oh, the fucking bird shit all over. Why is it on the inside?
I was on the inside. Bird shit. Come.
Fucking stalactites.
Morales Martinez advised that he drove around masturbating in public because he gets horny sometimes.
Understood. Happens to all of us.
63.
Oh. Well, hey, man, good for him for, you know.
When asked how many times he's done this within the last few months, he responded, about six times.
Oh, three or four.
The native of Puerto Rico. Oh, I'm sure this is.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sure this is legal there. Arrested on a charge of indecent exposure.
Huh.
Gets horny sometimes, Jeff.
I jerked off in my gold van. That's all right with me.
Buddy, when I was driving a company van, I wouldn't go 5 miles over the speed limit.
No, fuck no,
jerk
man.
My rod. Holy shit. Of course, now the things ended up the way they ended up. I should have fucking coated the inside of that thing with my fucking DNA. Cocksuckers.
Some people, man, they're, you know.
I do not want to be jerking my cock at 63.
Yeah? 50, especially while driving down the freeway.
53 feels embarrassing enough. Okay?
Is that fucking gold van swerving all over the place up there?
I'm jerking. I'm driving. It's me, Jesse Epstein. I was a governor. I was on the inside of that gold minivan. Jerking my rod.
I was undercover.
That's right.
An undercover jerker. That could be a show title.
That's right. Undercover jerking like Pete Townsend that time. Easy, Jesse.
Undercover jerker.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You know where I went with that, didn't you?
Ooh. Andrew Gold, who sang that song?
Yeah. Yeah,
Undercover Angel?
Undercover Angel. Boy, I think you're right. What'd you say, Andrew Gold? Alan O'Day.
Alan O'Day. You're,
yeah.
Yeah. Indistinguishable from fucking... I don't care anymore. Andrew Gold had the definitive... Before Golden Girls came out.
Oh, yeah.
Before Golden Girls came out, he had the definitive version of Thank You for Being a Friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Jerking while I'm driving, looking for some head. Thunder is your nightlight, magic is your dream. And as I held up, this is the fucking limp dickest.
I said, what?
She said, ooh-wee.
I said, all right. Yeah, I'm saving.
Buddy, if being white had
a theme song.
If being white had an anthem, It's Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day. Holy shit.
The official theme of the white race. God damn, that's funny. It's spot on, though.
Oh man.
That's funny because it's so fucking right. I'm giving up my heart to you. Boy. You have fucking nailed that, man. God, I'd never put that together. Wow.
Undercover jerker. I was on the lam.
We should put together the official soundtrack for the white race.
You know, fucking yacht rock stuff.
Yeah, right.
Disgraceful.
Be some Steely Dan in that soundtrack.
Yeah, there sure would, buddy. You know my story. And girl, if it's right, I'm gonna take you in my arms and love you tonight. Underneath the covers, the answer lies. You stand for our national anthem. It's Alan O'Day, Undercover Angel. $1,000 an hour, huh, honey? Holy shit.
Key change there, yeah. Keeping things interesting.
Well,
the says, white national anthem
says you.
What a chunk of fucking shit that is! Goddamn. All right, see you, Alan O'Day.
Goodbye, Alan. Take your hit and beat it. Your one hit. It's got more hits than we've got, buddy. We are way, way, way late getting out of here today. Computer difficulties, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to call
it. All right. We're going to call it a night?
We are going to call it a night because the Braves are on at 6:45, and I'm going to miss
Cubs
the start
of
that.
Cubs are on at 7:40.
Nice.
Got a fucking six-game heater going on.
Is that right?
On a six-game streak, and the Phillies are on a six-game fucking cold snap.
You're welcome.
So somebody's got a fucking.
Well, we just lost our six-game winning streak last night. Fucking Washington knocked us around pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
Tuesday evening, so.
Yep.
You know, we're the only
It's early.
You know, we're the only team in baseball that hasn't lost a series yet.
That's what you were saying.
The Braves still
that's awesome, man.
Now we got a 4-game set in Washington, so we can tie and still.
So we got four with Philly here. We took the first two at Wrigley. Obviously all at Wrigley. So tonight and tomorrow night.
Well, soften them up because we're playing them over the weekend. So
we got the Dodgers. We got to go out. We got to play Thursday. At Chicago Cubbies play Phillies. Okay, at 2:20 tomorrow. They're on 7:40 tonight. 2:20 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Them fuckers got to be out in L.A. to play the Dodgers at 10:09:08:07:15 their time. Mm. You know, East Coast or West Coast time. 10:15 our time.
I think we're at Dodgers next weekend. I think. Okay. I don't know, next week.
Yeah, we got the Dodgers, and then, we're going to stay out there and play the Padres for three.
Boy, they've been hot, too.
Have they?
Yeah. They're good. Anyway, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And, we got a lot of worst of stuff again this week, so I'm pretty happy with that. As the keeper of the flame of the worst of, I'm happy to see a couple, two, three segments a week.
Fucking hot in here. I need one of them summer showers. Jesus.
Hot.
Heat zone.
That's the heat zone.
That's the fucking humid zone.
I mean, we are recording in the heat zone.
We are.
So
we are in the heat zone.
There is that.
All right. Let's get out of here.
We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.